This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joining leaders of the Group of Seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia and call out China for its trade practices. VOA's Patsy Wodak-Aswar reports.
The leaders of the Group of Seven most powerful democracies pledged to tighten punishment on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, expanding sanctions to more industries.
We will restrict trade in Russian diamonds. Russian diamonds are not forever.
President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, not a G7 member, is scheduled to participate in the meeting on Sunday, following his appearance at the Arab League Summit in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Other non-members invited include the leaders of Indonesia, South Korea, Vietnam, and Brazil, part of summit host Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's outreach to the Global South. Patsy Wodak-Aswar, VOA News, Hiroshima.
Mideast-based commanders of three navies have taken part in a show of force against Iran.
Nothing necessarily unusual about Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the Navy's top Mideast commander, being on a warship in the Strait of Hormuz. But this part is incredibly rare.
Privileged to be joined by my French counterpart and UK counterpart.
The three navies were showing a unified approach to keeping the narrow waterway at the Persian Gulf's mouth open to commerce.
It is critical to the world's economy.
Cooper says Tehran is trying to disrupt it.
Iran has seized or attacked 15 ships in the last 2 years.
The Allied naval presence is aimed at deterring them. Even while the admirals were aboard the destroyer, three Iranian Revolutionary Guard fast boats came within 1,000 yards. Crews aboard all four vessels stood by their machine guns. I'm Sagar Magani.
This is VOA News. A second meeting on Friday between the White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meetings set. Biden's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, told reporters on Saturday that this has definitely been a subject of interest at the G7.
This is not generating alarm or a kind of vibration in the room. I would just say that the countries are keenly interested in what is a, you know, significant story, and the president has been able to tell them, that he believes that we can get to a good result here.
The lack of progress has been registered as Washington hurdles toward a June 1st deadline for reaching a deal or risking a historic default on its upcoming payments. Latino migrants crossing the Rio Grande, dwindling Mexico from the U.S. and dividing the U.S. from Mexico has been a common sight, but as VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains, lately there have been migrant crossings that were once far less common.
Number of Chinese migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border has increased sharply. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, nearly 10,000 crossed on foot from October to April, compared with just over 2,000 who crossed in fiscal year 2022. This man goes by only his surname, Jin, for fear of retaliation against his family in China. He traveled for 42 days through South America to the U.S. Many Chinese migrants take similar routes, flying from China to Turkey and then to Ecuador because of its relatively loose visa policy. From there, they travel by foot and bus through South and Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Jeff Bezos' rocket company has won NASA contract to land astronauts on the moon. This is 2 years after losing out to SpaceX. Blue Origin received the $3.4 billion contract Friday to develop a lunar lander. It will be used to transport astronauts to the lunar surface as early as 2029, following a pair of crew landings by Elon Musk's SpaceX. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.